The conservation groups are accusing the EPA of foot-dragging and ignoring the threat of toxic algal blooms, which affect drinking water and wildlife. Frank Zalassi with the National Wildlife Federation says it's within the EPA's power to hold states accountable for maintaining water quality. He says listing the open waters of Lake Erie as impaired would attract better research and more funding.
We need to understand how much nutrients are in the western basin of Lake Erie in its entirety, and we need to track back the sources of those nutrients to their origination point.
Heidi Griesmer is a spokeswoman for the Ohio EPA. She says getting the federal impaired designation is unnecessary.
We've invested more than $2 billion in the Lake Erie watershed since 2011 to improve water quality and tackle key wastewater and drinking water infrastructure issues.
Griesmer also says the Ohio EPA has already implemented several policy and legislative reforms. I'm Phil DeOliveira, 89.7 WKSU.